It's Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. From the Iliad to Henry V, from All Quiet on the Western Front to War Horse and Black Watch, the stage is a powerful place to show what happens to men in the cauldron of war. It's now a place to show what happens to women as well. Women have always been affected by war, of course, and some have historically been warriors alongside their brethren. But it's far more recently that women have been part of organized militaries and have been officially on the front lines with their male counterparts. And their stories are now finding their way onto the stage. What happens to one such woman, a Marine returning from a tour of duty in Iraq, is the basis of the play Welcome Home, Jenny Sutter. It's currently on stage at the Next Act Theater. Deborah Staples directed the show, and she joins me in the studio now. Deborah, welcome to Lake Effect. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Welcome Home, Jenny Sutter is the play that is currently just opened this last weekend at Next Act Theater, and it is about a Marine coming home from war. But it is so much more than that. And let's start with the play itself. What attracted you to this particular script, say, over any other play dealing with the same subject?
The play never left my mind once I read it, and I found that it was in my mind more strongly after 2 weeks than it was right at the start. It really changed the way I moved through the world and how I saw people, my own children, people on the street, everybody I came in contact with. And if that's what a piece of theater or a piece of art can do, I can't think of a higher compliment.
And that was just from reading it?
Yes, just from reading it.
That's pretty powerful.
It's very powerful. I really felt that my story, a piece of my story, pieces of truth from my life were represented in this script in a very powerful way. And I thought, oh, that's just particular to me. As it turned out, it was particular to everybody I gave the script to, all the actors. They found it personal to them as well. It's a very interesting thing, the way it makes you feel seen. It makes you feel heard. It makes you feel like your story has been validated by being shown to the community, by being put on stage or on the page even.
And that's true even if you are not a veteran returning from war.
No, I'm certainly not a veteran. And I actually don't have that many people that are close to me that are veterans. So in a way, it was sort of the personal aspect of me feeling heard and validated and my story being out there and things that I could relate to. Having that sort of balm on my soul then enabled me to unlock this sort of secret room that I didn't know existed, sort of a storehouse of love and empathy that I didn't even know was there for other people. Top of the list would be veterans coming home, people that you meet on the street. They're somewhat invisible in our society. We want them to be okay, and they become invisible oftentimes. And this script says, look at the experience that is there. Acknowledge it. See these people. One of the most powerful things, I think, is the simple words, I see you. We all want to have our stories acknowledged, seen, validated. And extending that to other people is one of the most important things that we can do. I now find that when I'm meeting somebody, it's hard to get in a twist about something that someone does when you are looking at that person not as just what is presented before you, but as a person with a world of experience and circumstances that you have no idea about. Then you start to say, I'm not going to reduce this person to this one behavior, this one experience, this one interaction that I have in front of me. Who knows where all of this is coming from? Who knows why they are reacting the way they are to things? You have to give people credit for the world of experience that they have lived.
Let's set up the basic story without giving too much away. Tell me about Jenny Sutter and how her story has become for you this universal story.
Jenny Sutter is a female Marine coming home from a tour of duty, and she is injured physically, and she is injured psychologically, emotionally, and she knows enough to know that she can't go home right away. There's a wonderful quote by the psychologist Edward Tick. The path back from war is a lot longer and more difficult than the path to it. So we see this female Marine. Of course, we have a lot more women in the military these days than we used to, and seeing active duty and coming home with trauma, injuries. And what does it mean when the mom is coming home injured? It adds a whole nother dimension to the question of a service person being able to step right back into the life that they left, like nothing has happened, which is what we kind of expect from our service men and women coming home, to make up for lost time, to pick up their responsibilities, to just go on and be okay. So we see a woman who's not quite ready to do that. I think a lot of us can relate to what Jenny Sutter is going through, because she is asking herself the questions, who am I now? Now that my life circumstances are different, who am I now? Where do I go from here? And what is my value? What is my worth in society? And that is, those are questions that we all ask ourselves, even if it's something joyous like the birth of a child. Now I'm a different person in the world. I'm a mom, or I'm an older person than I used to be, or I lost a job, or whatever the experience is, lots of common experiences where you find yourself saying, I'm not the same person as I was anymore. So now who am I?
What do I do now?
What do I do now?
Yeah.
It's the most human experience. And as we go through our lives, we'll probably ask ourselves that many, many times. But when you have the sort of intense pressure cooker of someone who has devoted their life to service of their country and to service of the people that they are serving with, and they are in a situation where they are getting an intense adrenaline rush the entire time that they're working, it becomes a life mission that maybe some of us may approach, but in such an intense way, to come out of that and say, now you're going to leave behind all the people that were your support system, all the people that you were living and working for and with, and your sort of mission in life, that's all gone. And what you were left with are some injuries, some trauma, and the need to just be okay and go on. Those are incredible questions to answer under those circumstances.
Well, and the play does it in such a way that is incredibly humorous, too.
Right.
There is a lot. I was laughing out loud reading it in places because it was just, the dialogue was so perfect. And I knew who these people were.
You do, don't
without
you?
Going yes. into, again, without giving too much away, she falls in with a group of people that she needs to fall in with to allow her to move on by
yes.
the end of the play. And those people are amazing.
The people,
those characters are so much fun.
The people, and really they're what drew me to the piece first, because I am all of those kooky people. They're the people that you are in your worst nightmare, and also it's the best of us. It's stripped away all of the keeping up with the Joneses and trying to keep the professional guys on of, yes, I'm doing great. I can do it all. I can be have a career. I can be a mom. And I can do it all with style and grace. And this strips it away and says, no, we're all just kind of kooky, bumbling people trying to do the best we can with whatever we happen to be carrying with us. So these people are – they're funny, and I respect them so much because they have suffered incredible things in their own lives and they don't sit in it. They don't sit in it. They're looking out and saying, what can I do for someone else? Look, this Jenny is hurting. What can we do for her? There's something incredibly human and stripped down and raw about it, just this desire to help.
What has been the reaction so far from audiences? Because you've had one weekend now. You opened last week.
Yeah.
So what are people – are they getting what they expect from the show?
No. No, the veterans that I have talked to that have seen the show, people that I don't necessarily have a relationship with, they say three things to me. First being, this is not what I expected it was going to be. The second is, thank you so much for telling the story. And the third is some little bit of truth that they have in their lives that they saw resonate on the stage. So there was something in the play that they really understood and felt was part of their own story, though it might not be the exact situation. There was something parallel. So they were finding truth in it. That's incredibly gratifying to me. lots of other people say, I can't believe how funny it is and heartbreaking and heartwarming.
All at the same time.
All at the same time. And people love this sort of love affair that goes on between some of the characters that live in Slab City, these imperfect people just trying to make connections with each other and very, I guess, human and unromanticized love between people.
And that's a good word for it, the unromanticized, because the whole play, it's unromanticized, but it's not a downer.
It's not a downer, and it's not
clear-eyed.
Sentimental.
It's not. That's it. It's not sentimental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's nothing to be scared of, is the thing. It's, we don't go in and it's not some lesson on how what we should be doing and the right way to do things. It kind of says, look, I don't know the right way to do this. This is just a question we have in our society. How do we take care of people? How do we take care of each other? And it just takes it down to a human level. It gets rid of all the stuff that usually gets in the way, like our own egos, our own fears of things that we don't understand, our own need to push forward and make ends meet, and we can't stop and be bothered by having to tend to all these different issues. So it's interesting how it just strips all that away and it just says, I don't know how to do it, but let's give it a try.
Right, and tell a good story.
And tell a good story.
Yeah.
And tell a good story.
The polemics are gone.
There's, yes.
Yeah, there doesn't seem, and this is something I appreciated in reading it, is there doesn't seem to be any kind of agenda.
There isn't.
Other than, let's connect with these people.
That's right.
On stage. And these people have stories. And one of the most affecting relationships for me was the one between Jenny and Donald. And
yes,
the story that we learned, this is getting towards the end of the play, but he is somebody that is not really welcomed in some ways in this little community, but he finds a way to connect with her that's really, really crucial. And you see him in one way in some scenes, and then you see him in another way, and you say, well, yeah, that's kind of all of us, isn't it?
It
we
is.
All have our sides.
We all have our sides. And the wonderful thing is it has been so helpful, ironically, to this community that somebody with all of these troubles and all of this weight that they are carrying came and stayed with them. They are better for it. They, in help trying to help her, she ended up helping them, and it's a wonderful cycle that can go forward and ripple out. We see the effects of PTSD in the person who has it. And then there are a lot of people that believe that you also begin to see that PTSD in their close family members, and it ripples out. And in this play, we see even imperfect kindnesses ripple out.
Is that what you hope people get from it when they come to see it, that kindness is really kind of at the basis of everything?
I think so. I think so. And love seeing people. I don't want people to be going through our society, our community, invisible. None of us should be invisible. We all have a story. In talking to the playwright, it's a lovely woman, I asked her what her hope would be. And she said, I hope that people start to see everybody as the same, that it erases the barrier between us and them. And I think this play successfully does that. It allows us to see veterans as people with problems that in some tiny little way we can relate to and allow them what they need to move back into the mainstream culture from where they have been.
How has it changed you as a director?
Well, I have never directed before.
Oh, so it's brand new. Wow.
It changed me a lot.
Talk about jumping right in.
Yeah, it was sort of a big first thing to attempt. I wanted to tell this story so badly, and the play changed me so much that I wanted to have a hand in telling this story. And as a director, I would have to say I learned a whole lot. There was a lot to learn here. One of the things that I'm really proud of learning is just simply more about our veterans, because that is not something that I have day-to-day contact with in my life, these issues on a firsthand basis. I am one of the many people who go about my life knowing that we've been at war, and it doesn't really affect me on a day-to-day basis. I just take for granted that that's going on, and I can move through my day no problem. I have been really, really glad to have a good reason to study up on this and become more educated as a citizen in the kindest way. It has really opened my eyes.
And I assume that's going to be true for your acting as well in future roles.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the reasons I love theater, is because it does open up all these different worlds. We never stop learning about anything, about human nature, but also about all of the worlds in which our characters live. That's one of the great joys of what we do.
Oh, absolutely. And then to for the audience, too, to be able to inhabit that world for an hour and a half or two.
Absolutely.
A night. Yeah.
Especially a fun, kooky world like this.
Yeah. And it is fun and kooky, I have to say. I want to go.
Please,
you know,
do.
I was like,
please,
you know, not to the play, although that too. Oh. I want to go to Slab City.
Oh, I know. I know. It's fascinating, isn't it?
I want to. I was thinking, is that real? I want to go.
It is real.
Yeah.
It is real. And it's the culture of it is certainly changing as it's become a little bit more famous, as it's worked its way into different works of art. The general public is becoming more aware of it, and there are pilgrimages there. And it seems like every decade or two, the culture has changed a little bit, but it would still be a really fascinating place to go.
Yeah, it certainly would. But in the short term, the play.
Go to the play.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
and experience it, at least one version of it on stage.
Indeed.
So, well, Deborah, I want to thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Deborah Staples is the director of Welcome Home, Jenny Sutter. It's currently playing at Next Act Theater, and it runs through October 12th. There's more information on our website, wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And that's all the time we have today. I'm Bonnie North, thanking you again, as always, for tuning in. We're looking forward to having you join us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air comes your way next. It's 11 o'clock.